So I'm here with one of the more interesting places I've ever met over the internet, talking chats, and I've got Mark here with us. So tell us a little bit about the company.
First of all, I want to thank you for saying this is one of the interesting places you've been.
It is, because when I was talking to your wife, I called for a specific reason. She started telling me about the company and how it got started. And I thought, this has got to be a podcast.
Well, you're very kind. Actually, it started a few years ago. My son lost his sight when he was 13 years old from a genetic disease. And he used to play hockey, and we tried to find something that he could do after he lost his ability to play hockey, so we gave him a guitar, and my son learned how to play the guitar after he lost his sight, and he, through his teachers, who used to tell him exactly how to play the guitar, what to do with his fingers, and how to strum, and anyhow, to make a long story short, he's become an amazing guitar player. I mean, not just good, he's amazing. So we saw what it did for his self-esteem and his life, and we said, my God, maybe we could give this gift to other people as well. So we developed a company called Talking Tabs, and it teaches people, it's a method, it's an all auditory method, and it teaches you to play right now the guitar, and we have over 200 songs that we can teach you as well, just by listening to our instructors who are, the word instructor doesn't do it justice. They're actually, a lot of our instructors are from the Berklee College of Music, one of the finest music schools in the country.
Right.
And they teach you step by step how to play a song after you've learned how to play the guitar with our method as well. And so there are 20 hours of lessons in a complete beginner series.
Wow. And your wife, Ellen, did say that I could take a CD home. I don't know if you guys want to ship me one, but she said, because I'd love to review it and do a review of the whole project, to be able to give you guys feedback and whatnot on it, if you guys still want to do that.
Oh, absolutely, that would be wonderful.
I can give you an address, or you can give me one while I'm here, because I won't be able to come back.
Yeah, oh, that'd be wonderful. No, and this method, it took us over a year with the help of some 50 individuals. This method is developed with the thought that someone hasn't touched or seen a guitar ever in their life, and gets them playing their favorite songs. And within the 20 hours of lessons, there are individual songs. So once you learn a skill, we teach you to play a song with that skill. And you learn another skill, we teach you to play another song using that skill. And you learn more skills, and we teach you another. So it's a building block approach, and there's never been anything like it. And we're just getting wonderful responses and feedback from everyone who's been using it.
So I can review the CD. I was going to put this podcast up on this website as well.
Okay,
it's portion of my podcast, that is. And also put it up on the technology podcast as well.
So they're wonderful. One last thing, I'm sorry. We also have a course structure for teachers, for educators, and we have assessment tools. So we have a curriculum and assessment tool to get kids back into music classes who otherwise couldn't be there. So if you want to play music and your school doesn't have the ability to teach you, well, we have a structured curriculum that your teachers can give you something, and they can assess whether you've been learning or not.
Absolutely. Pretty cool.
Now, you don't play music yourself?
I play piano for off and on throughout my whole life.
Okay.
My work hasn't really given me the opportunity to really get back into it. I've sort of gotten bored of it.
Why?
Because I'd always play the same song all over again. Even though I would, pass one grade of piano, the next grade had literally the same stuff. I said, come on, guys, I already been through this.
Oh,
give me something, And then I ended up leaving SCCM for personal reasons.
Okay.
And then I've been doing other stuff, and I'm looking for, a job and trying to get myself into a technical field.
Okay.
So if you guys need a technical person, you can do web work or accessibility.
You can do it.
Yeah.
So listen to our stuff. Maybe we'll never know. When we start making money, I'm going to always be looking for good people.
So if you want a tech guy or someone that just these calls and get you know, because I know you guys aren't going to be available all the time.
Right.
You know, I can you know, send out stuff.
You can do all that.
And we can work.
Definitely.
Well, great. I'll always keep in touch because you never know.
Yeah, I'll call you guys next week.
Okay. That'd be sweet. Actually, we're coming out with a piano keyboard instruction this year, and we're playing that tune with that. So,
yeah,
because we want people to be able to play their favorite songs. We want to teach you how to play. Because we don't want you to get the point where what am I going to learn now? There's nothing else.
Well, and playing music is easy to learn if you take the time to do it.
Right.
But the problem is, you know, you're always given the same type of stuff.
Yes.
Like, this is boring.
Right.
And that's really,
we don't want to be boring.
That's really why I just said, you know, have you played the piano yet? You know, my piano teacher, Grant, he's like, have you played the piano yet?
Yeah. No.
Right. So it's like, when he'd come over, we'd sort of have fun and make other stuff. It's like, yeah, that was fun.
Sure.
Yeah, do I talk to Jerry?
So you play a lot of stuff, huh, Jerry?
Yes.
And you learned when you were 13?
I started, yeah, when I took a guitar 13, yeah, 2 years ago.
So, did you learn by this method, or did you do Braille?
No, I actually learned through my teachers who developed this method around the way I was learning.
Mm-hmm.
So, they said, oh, well, it's working for him, so I developed this program around how they taught me.
Yeah, I will. So you're playing some good tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to play one for us while we're recording? It doesn't matter. Just tell us what you're going to play.
We go by demand.
Oh, right. That'd be cool.
Okay.
Hold on. Too much stuff.
Yeah, you're actually
quite cool there.
Okay.
This is one that I wrote.
Okay.
One that my band
cool. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right.
So you do writing too, huh?
Yeah, that's when I wrote.
Wow. How long did it? So you learned all of this in a year?
Oh no, I've been playing for 3 years.
You've been playing for 3 years. So you learned to play by yourself with this whole method in a year.
Mm-hmm.
You learned how to play this with, like, not the song specifically, but you learned how to play, like, within a year. It took you about a year, or how long did it take you to play like you are now?
Well, you're always learning new things and everything, but I felt comfortable playing for probably after about 6 or 7 months after I started playing.
I mean, I've always wanted to learn how to play guitar.
It's a great instrument.
I mean, I've played piano for years, and I have a guitar at some point, so I could probably take your instructions. And
yeah.
I visited the website and listened to some of the demos, and it was pretty good. the website was well written.
Yes.
It could probably use some work, but other than that, it looked good. So how many lessons did you end up taking in this course?
How many lessons did I?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I helped write it. I helped, like, write it with the instructors. So I personally haven't, like, really...
So you helped write the whole thing?
Right.
That's pretty cool. If you want to play some more, feel free. I'll... Have you ever wanted to play keyboard?
Actually, I'm starting to run keyboard right now. I can also play drums for days, and I'm learning piano right now.
I'm taking piano, and it's not too bad. Learning Braille music's a little bit on the tricky side, but it's easy to learn. People have always learned it via audio. There are different messages. Are you going to go the audio method? Or are you going to try and learn Braille?
I'm
going to
go the audio method. I think Talking Cash is doing a keyboard.
Yeah. So you're going to help work on that too?
Yeah. Great program.
Definitely. What would you like to tell us about the program? From your own personal experiences, or?
I just think music, if you've never thought about it, if you're blind or visually impaired or really anything, and you've thought about taking up a musical instrument, because of any reason, like you're lost in like life, or you just need to want something to do, or a hobby, or like, you need to find like a passion. I think it's a great thing out there that you can find, and it's out there definitely for anybody, because music's really like a universal language. Like,
yeah, of course.
doesn't matter if you have an ability or not, there's always, people are always looking for a position, or it helps provide a job, and people always want to be a musician, or a guitar teacher, or to be in a band. I mean, right now I'm in a band with my friends, and none of them are vision impaired. They're all sighted. It doesn't matter what disability you have, if you can play, you can play.
Have you guys given this program to China people?
Yes, it works for everybody.
Very well, very nice. So to write a tune on the guitar, is it easy or is it just as hard as you would if you were using a piano and other equipment like a keyboard or a piano? Would you say it's harder or is it easier?
What, a guitar?
Yeah.
I think the guitar is actually considered a very, very difficult instrument because you need a lot of strength in your fingers. If you learn the guitar, it gives you, it's kind of like an exercise also. If you need hand strength, you can build it up on the guitar.
Yeah.
And with a piano, it's right in front of you, and you can just push down the button and push down the keys and keep out the noise. You gotta put a lot of pressure on your fingers to come out with that sound.
What about writing tunes? Is it easier to use a guitar, or do you think doing it by piano or another instrument would be easier for someone like you? I know Ray Charles, and that he made tunes, but he had a whole band and things. I don't know if he's playing, but you're playing now, so would it be easier to do it via guitar, or do you think piano or things would be easier?
I don't know. I've written songs on piano also, even though not really at the time, not being that good at it. I've written songs on guitar also. And I don't know, I just find guitar is my instrument, so it's definitely easier to come for that.
Right. I mean, I tried learning guitar, but the weight of the guitar,
Thank you. He's having fun.
I'm impressed.
My son, people who want to film you and ask questions.
I'm in. What?
No, you're not in the way. There's people who want to film you and ask questions.
Okay.
Excellent.
Well, shall we, shall I give out your contact information, website, the whole bit? You know what, I'm in no restrictions, so I can sit and shape for us.
We're going to sit with a video camera.
Oh, yeah?
Excellent. I think it's going to get involved in your last play channel. So if you guys want to help developing and seeing if it, you know, if it makes sense or you think you got any questions, you know, run it by me. I wouldn't mind doing that. Have another office that you do all this in, or do you work out of your home?
We have a studio, and we have a center where all the teaching goes on. We've got about 28 employees now, and we have a studio where we recreate the songs, and then we have another facility where we teach the songs, how to play the songs, or how to teach guitar, or how to teach the piano, that's what we're looking for. There's like engineers and production managers and marketing team.
Yeah, that's what this podcast is going to do right now. I told you we got 13 gigs of bandwidth several months ago. So if I can do anything, you know, if you guys want to do subsequent interviews by phone, or you want me to, you know, do something, Mendy will support you, I think.
Thank you.
www.talkingcab.com. Talking Cab is one word.
C-A-L-K-I-N-G-C-O-B-S.
Or you can call us. We have a 1-800 number, a 1-800-660-6850. And one thing that we're really proud of is when you purchase any of our Talking Cab products to play in that tune, we have a player's help desk. If you ever get stuck on anything, you can call us toll-free and talk to one of our expert musicians and ask them any questions you might have with any difficulties you might be experiencing. There shouldn't be many because we took over years, like I said, to develop this phone. But we do have some help if you need it.
What about for our international customers? Is there a long distance number for them to call?
Well, right now we don't have the international, but if you live in Italy, we'll make personal house calls. I'm just kidding.
That's good. We'll make personal house calls.
If you live in Italy,
yeah.
All we want is like a dinner. That's all. Just a dinner, and we're in the middle of the day.
When you just prefer people to be there, find your number, and you don't have a number that we call, you know, a 407 Orlando or any of that?
We were just trying to make it easier, and that is expensive for them to call us. That's why we have the 1-800 number. But we definitely, yes, we have other numbers. We have, we have a 407-740-4052. Oh, I'm sorry, please forget that. That's a fax number. We have a 321-296-3888.
Oh, that's cool.
So don't call the fax number.
Look at
that terrible
sound.
You think that. Okay, 407-740-4052. You want to fax me how stupid that last comment was.
But you know what?
I'm impressed.
This is good. I'm probably going to record another minute or two, but this is impressive. I can stay here for the rest of the day.
Absolutely.
What kind of music do you like? I can do rock and roll. Okay, this is fun. I'm going to cut the recording here. You sounded great. He's given the context. Absolutely. I'm going to put this up on the website today or tomorrow, and I'll call your house number and leave a message at home when it's up and available for you guys. Thank you very much. It's been great.
Thank you for coming.